with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting. The first debate between Kamala Harris and Donald Trump is tomorrow night in Philadelphia.
We're run by stupid people.
Donald Trump over the weekend.
And we're going to find it out again on Tuesday night. Is anybody going to be watching?
Many of Donald Trump's previous debate opponents say, look out for the thing he says or does that she can't possibly prepare for. A former Kamala Harris aide says the former prosecutor wants to win Tuesday night on merit. Last week, she said this.
This race is going to be tight until the very end. So please, let's not pay too much attention to the polls. Because we are running as the underdog.
A presidential debate begins at 9 p.m. Eastern Time on Tuesday on ABC. I'm Rita Foley.
And that debate will also be heard live on the Salem Radio Network. An arrest warrant has been issued for Joseph Couch, who is suspected of shooting at cars on Interstate 75 in southeastern Kentucky.
The affidavit quotes a text message that police say Couch sent to a woman 30 minutes before he opened fire over the weekend on Interstate 75. The affidavit quoted a separate text in which Couch said he would kill himself after the shooting. Meanwhile, law enforcement agencies across southeastern Kentucky are still trying to apprehend Couch and are searching in dense woods. Trooper Scotty Pennington with the Kentucky State Police says,
our goal is to apply steady pressure and wearing Mr. Couch down. Hopefully he has no water and nothing to eat.
That audio is courtesy of WHAS. Area schools have closed while residents have locked their doors and kept their children inside. I'm Haya Panjwani.
A recovery day on Wall Street as the Dow was up by 484 points. The NASDAQ rose 193. The S&P 500 advanced 62. This is SRN News. It's almost time for 40 Days for Life.
The annual fall campaign begins on September 25th and runs through November 3rd. Pro-life advocates will stand outside abortion clinics in their local communities offering silent prayer for 40 days in a row. Since the campaign began in 2007, nearly 25,000 women have chosen not to have an abortion at clinics where they received prayer, and more than 260 clinic workers have decided to quit their jobs. More details at 40daysforlife.com. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Construction is getting underway on a state-funded abortion clinic in southern New Mexico. Operators say it'll cater to local residents and seek to attract women from neighboring states with strong pro-life laws, including Texas and Oklahoma. Democratic Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham announced the start of construction during a visit to Las Cruces, New Mexico. This is SRN News. The U.S. government's Road Safety Agency wants the auto industry to design new vehicles that will reduce pedestrian deaths and injuries, John Scott reports.
The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration will propose new rule-setting performance requirements to minimize the risk of pedestrian head injuries. The rule is aimed largely at SUVs and pickup trucks, which have grown in size and hood height over the years, causing blind spots for drivers. The agency says the rule would save 67 lives per year. Data shows that pedestrian deaths when hit by the front of a vehicle are most common for SUVs and trucks. John Scott reporting.
Apple's ubiquitous iPhone is about to break new ground with a shift into artificial intelligence that will do everything but smartening up the assistant Siri to creating customized emojis on the fly. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.